Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
I do owe Danny a congratulations, though, guys, and I'm very sorry. I hope you will accept my apology.
Oh, no.
This is not a bit. This is not shtick. I did not acknowledge this yesterday, and I made a note to, and as a friend and as a coworker, I am a jerk. So, first of all, congratulations. Can I hear it for Danny Ruye?
What? Thank you. What did I do?
After years of complaining, after years of being bothered by the fact that none of the halftime shows are for you.
Oh, you finally, son of a...
You get a halftime show just for you.
Unbelievable.
Bad Bunny, ladies and gentlemen.
Unbelievable.
Handpicked by Danny Ruye to perform at Super Bowl 60.
So I actually thought this was real. And I was like, oh, this actually sounds fun and exciting.
I thought he was being nice to me.
Yeah, and you baited and switched. No to that. Wrong. Incorrect. Whoever turned it in, tear it up and turn it in again.
I saw Do something else. Is this right? Most downloaded person on like Spotify or whatever this year, more than Taylor Swift? Is that possible? I guess globally, maybe it is possible. I know why they're doing it. They're doing it for the same reason that ESPN hires a Katie Feeney as their new Instagram Reels person. The same reason the Commanders have random YouTube and Instagram influencers out in the press box to post videos. It's just a grab for some eyeballs and some clicks. But Bad Bunny, man, I thought about you. You finally got the halftime show you've always wanted.
I don't know a single one of his songs. Don't plan on learning. I cannot wait to not watch and not pay attention to it. So you did me a favor. You gave me something to do during halftime. I don't have to run back and see anybody that's relevant to me in any way.
You will watch it, I bet. You're at a Super Bowl party or you're at your house and people are over. Are you going to like Backstreet Boys, this thing in sixth grade, la, 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 hands
no,
in your ears.
But it won't be a priority, so I'm sure it'll be on. And
you're going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
You're going to put some more wings on your plate.
Right, deal with the. I'm sure the kids will need something. The baby will be screaming because it's a baby.
You're not a little bit intrigued?
Zero. Zero interest in this person. I found out way after the fact, by the way, like, did you know the guy in Happy Gilmore is Bad Bunny? I'm like, who is that? And then I found out, like, the dude, that's Benny. I'm like, who is that? No, it's the same person. All of it sucks. I have no interest in him at all. I couldn't name a single one of his songs. I don't care. Again, it's another year with another huge array of artists that would be so awesome that they were like, now. Nah. And I understand the NFL maybe has asked in the past, like Jay-Z will program the halftime show, but he won't do it himself. Like that'd be great, but I don't know, man.
I just wanted to grind your gears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did that successfully, so we can keep it moving. But there will be a year, Danny. It's not this year, and it hasn't been in a lot of years. Although we did get the several rappers thrown together.
Which was incredible.
That was amazing with Snoop and Eminem. That was for us. That was a lot of fun. But one of these years, they're going to do a halftime show. We can come in here and high five and say, we got a few months to look forward to this.
Because they're capable of it. And that's the part that bothers me
but
so much is they've
have
done
to.
It. Yeah.
It's just going to be the time where they decide, you know what? Maybe we're worse off for this. But let's take care of the people that are already locked in on the game. The halftime show has just become an opportunity for them to broaden the scope. They've got the little circle, me, you, and tens of millions of people that are going to watch the game, and whoever's performing, someone we care about, someone we don't, lyrics we know, lyrics we don't, we're going to watch one way or the other. They're trying to get the people that have no interest in the game now to sit there at a party waiting for Bad Bunny until halftime. And they did it again.
So is there no crossover among football fans and Bad Bunny?
I'm sure there is.
Like it seems like
you don't think there's a lot of people that like both. I mean, he's immensely popular.
Yeah, that's my thought. So like when they're like Katy Perry, I can't imagine your regular football fan like sitting down, chips and dip, feet up on a Sunday, checking DFS, fantasy teams, all their bets, going, I want to hear Eye of the Tiger or Lion Tiger, whatever that
certainly stupid
not
thing
Eye
of the
is.
Tiger.
That's Survivor.
You're looking for Survivor.
Yeah, what's the name of that dumb song?
I got
the Eye of the Tiger. Listen to me roar.
Let's call it Tiger.
Whatever. I cannot imagine someone's like, yes. See, that's for a different crowd.
Sure. This is a larger percentage. The Venn diagram, the two circle intersection is larger with Bad Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still think a lot of that audience is, it's huge in America as well, but like global. And people outside of the States, presumably, that don't watch a lot of football. I would think a huge portion of his audience. Those people are going to now watch the game.
Because they're very excited. See Bad Bunny.
But I'm just happy for you, mostly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.